Over the last decade, Michigan has built itself into an economic powerhouse. Much of that success has been attributed to targeted tax breaks administered by the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Critics have raised questions, though, about who receives those incentives, and they've complained the tax breaks do not always go to communities that need the help. We have more in this report from Sarah Hewlett.
At Kogel Meats in Flint, workers in a huge tiled room are stuffing processed meat into various shapes that'll be sold as bologna, Vienna sausage, and hot dogs. A few years ago, John Kogel was shopping around for some new equipment for his plant. Kogel went to a used equipment dealer in Wisconsin. While he was there, he found a bargain and a surprise.
We were there and all of a sudden we saw these smokehouses that looked brand new, and smokehouses are what we cook our product in. I said, boy, where did all those smokehouses come from? Well, the gentleman who was showing us around said, well, those came right from your backyard. What do you mean our backyard? Well, Boar's Head just bought a plant, an old Henry House plant in Holland, and they got tax incentive to put new equipment in, so they took out these perfectly good houses, smokehouses, and put in brand new ones.
Boar's Head is one of Kogel Meat's competitors. The company got tax breaks and money to train about 450 workers in exchange for locating a processing plant in West Michigan. But John Kogel says giving those kinds of incentives to a rival company puts businesses like his at a disadvantage.
They came in at a time when we were having a heck of a time in Michigan just keeping workers, period. So when they came into Holland, I'm thinking, you're getting these incentives to get new workers. Are you just pulling them from other factories that now have to scramble to keep their labor force in place?
Boar's Head is one of many companies that have been lured to Michigan through the quasi-public Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Critics say situations like Kogel's represent the downside of the state's economic development strategy. But state officials say using incentives to attract new businesses is a fact of life in a nation where every state is competing for new industry. MEDC Vice President Jeff Mason says the strategy has given Michigan one of the most favorable business climates in the country.
We've actually helped Michigan businesses, or businesses that are coming into the state of Michigan, create or retain a little over 440,000 jobs to the state of Michigan, which has spurred over $27 billion in private investment.
Since the mid-1990s, the state's strategy has been to target tax breaks at particular regions and industries. The idea is to inject investment into areas of the state that are economically depressed with high unemployment. But many of the incentives offered lately have gone to develop industry in areas of the state that are not struggling. High-tech companies have gotten tax breaks to partner with and locate near research universities. And Governor Engler recently named a new tax-free zone outside Ann Arbor in the hope that companies interested in developing new fuel cell technology will locate there. But the most ardent critics of the state's policies say no matter where the businesses locate, the MEDC's policies allow the state to pick winners and losers. Mike Lefebvre is with the Mackinac Center for Public Policy, a free market think tank based in Midland.
Government has nothing to give anyone except which it first takes from someone else. So when the MEDC gives tax credits to Aspen Bay Pulp and Fiber, that makes it harder to cut taxes for everyone else.
Still, state officials insist that the numbers bear out the success of Michigan's economic development policy. Continually name Michigan among the most desirable states to locate. For Michigan Public Radio, I'm Sarah Hewlett in Lansing.